It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. What a treat this summer to talk with some winners of the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards and sample music from all over our state, cutting across genres. We explore the Christian gospel category now with the band King's Conquest, and you can be part of this music conversation. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Noah Wolf is lead singer and keyboard player of King's Conquest. Noah's siblings, Ezra and Ella, are in the band. Noah, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. It is such an honor to be here with you guys today. So excited to be here. Thank you, Jesus.
Great. Well, you know, there was a CBS News poll. Christian and gospel music is among the fourth most popular genres in the U.S. What does Christian music mean to you?
So I grew up listening to Christian music, being raised in a Christian home, going to church all my life and everything. And so I just fell in love with it. And, you know, there's so many great Christian bands out there, and I love each and every one of them. They've got such wonderful music, and it's just really touched my soul over the years. And I grew up in a family band called MPK, Christian Celtic Band. Perhaps you've heard of us. We played around Wisconsin quite a bit. We wear kilts. We play bagpipes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I do. But yeah, so growing up in the Christian music scene a bit, and then, you know, I hit the age of like 16, 18, somewhere in there. And I got this idea that I wanted to start my own Christian contemporary band, which has developed into King's Conquest and where we're at today.
Do you feel closer to God when you sing?
That can depend. Sometimes the music gig can be kind of a hard thing. You know, sometimes you get that nervous and the pressure and it's like, okay, God, just help me to get through this moment today. But, you know, every time I get up there, he's blessed me with just the right words to say and the right words to sing. And it's been such an honor to be able to do what we do. August has been a pretty busy month for us. We've been blessed with a lot of gigs. And this year has actually been our biggest year yet. So he's definitely taking us places, and we're just super excited. Even about winning this Whammy Award, which to us felt pretty left field. We weren't expecting it. We just kind of threw it out there that, okay, God, if this is something you want to do, we're open to it. And he opened the door. So we just keep pushing through and singing the songs that he lays on our hearts. But
Noah, can you give us some groundwork here? How is Christian music different from, say, gospel or hymns, old hymns sung in church?
Oh, sure. Yes. So there is so much Christian music out there today. So many different genres of Christian music. You've got everything from Christian rap and Christian rock. So Christian contemporary and a little bit of pop rock flair is what we play. And so like gospel and hymns are like the meat and potatoes, in my opinion, of Christian music. I mean, there is so much profound truth, though, and my wife and I, we both love singing the old hymns together. And I actually have an organ at my house in which I just love to sit at. And I will just play the old hymns for like an hour at a time. It's just so relaxing.
So like and Amazing Grace, Meat and Potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
How great
totally,
thou art.
Totally. It's the real stuff. It really doesn't get better than that.
Well, let's hear the title track from your new album, Tested by Fire.
Cool. Thank you so much.
The enemy tells me I've lost the war. I won't forget what I'm fighting for. 'Cause you are with me no matter what I face. And you
lyrics The enemy tells me I've lost the war. I won't forget what I'm fighting for. What do you mean by that?
So throughout my life, I have wrestled with so much, you know, self-doubt and fear and anxiety and a lot of things like that that I think many people wrestle with nowadays. And it's so easy to think that you've lost the fight. It's so easy to think that you are defeated and that you have nothing left. But at the end of the day, we've all got Jesus who we can count on and who we can depend on. And so when the devil comes along and whispers in our ears that we have lost the fight, God is there telling us, no, never give up. Just choose me and cling to me and I will give you rest.
What are
the... And then what's that?
I was going to say, what are the greatest issues facing Christians today?
The greatest issues facing Christians today, to be honest, I would have to say sometimes it's ourselves. You know, pride is a major setback. And I think so much of the evil in the world is rooted in pride. Somebody thinking that their own way is better than God's way is for us. And that was what started the problem to begin with, was pride and lust. And so for me, I really got to be aware about that, especially, you know, if I'm going to call myself a Christian and not have the right heart in it and not be following Jesus when I get up there to sing, then I'm in a lot of trouble.
Noah Wolf is lead singer and keyboard player in the Christian band King's Conquest, the band named Christian Gospel Artist of the Year in the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. This is Sunlight from their album Tested by Fire. You can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.
Just beyond the horizon, a new light is rising and scaring the darkness away. A light so blinding that I am finding no shadows in my life today. And though the pain was strong,
it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the song We Are the Called from Wisconsin's Christian Gospel Band of the Year by the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. We're in conversation with lead singer and keyboardist Noah Wolf from the band King's Conquest. And you can be part of this discussion at any point. Call in with a question, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Noah, you were producing your own music by age 16, as you said, and as the primary songwriter, how do you know when you've written just the right lyrics?
Ooh, that's a good one. So, yeah, I've definitely had a bunch of ideas that I have kind of scratched, and nobody will probably ever hear them, sometimes I just got to think about it for a while, and sometimes I get a fresh inspiration on a song that I thought wasn't all that great. Like, we have a song called Hope in the Air, and originally the verse for that song was completely different, and God dropped some new lyrics on my heart, and I'm like, whoa, man, this fits so much better to the song for what I was going for than the prior. So sometimes I just get a fresh idea. You know, I listen to quite a bit of Christian artists, so I sometimes just get inspired by something they might have sang or a melody. I'll just sit down at the piano and sometimes just start improvising melodies, and then I'll sometimes get lyrics with it. So that's
so you
part
just,
of my songwriting process.
You just see what comes up.
pretty much.
You and your siblings played in the family band, MPK, Mama and the Preacher's
yes.
Kids. King's Conquest, also a family band lineage. What about being in a family band makes music easier or more challenging?
Oh, there is definitely like more of a groupthink and a certain tightness. Being siblings who all grew up in music together, we all grew up playing music together. My brother and I are both on the worship team at our church. He plays the drums, of course, and then myself on the keyboard. And so we get to play together quite a bit every Sunday and Wednesday when we practice. So, yeah, being part of a family dynamic like that can be very helpful, especially if we have, certain issues come up as a band, such as, oh, guys, I don't know how the logistics for this gig is going to work. Or, when you really just need to talk about your frustrations to someone, that can be so helpful when they're your siblings and they can all kind of understand where the other might be coming from. But then in terms of the music, yeah, sometimes it just absolutely clicks. And we try to get plenty of good practice in together as a band, but there's been times where we practiced maybe twice or even once for any particular show, and then we go and play it, and everybody's like, "Oh my goodness, you knocked it out of the park! That was so good!"
Outside of your family, how robust is the contemporary Christian music scene in Wisconsin?
So I think there's a lot of contemporary Christian artists popping up all over the US, and I've certainly seen a number of them in Wisconsin. I happen to be friends with a guy who is a wonderful worship leader and Christian contemporary artist himself from here in Wisconsin, along with a few others. There were about 10 names or so, 10, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, that were also listed under the Christian Gospel category for the Whammy Awards this year.
Okay, so do you feel like it's a growing scene in Wisconsin that there's more and more interest in it?
I certainly do. I keep seeing artists pop up on Facebook as well. I follow a couple Wisconsin musicians groups and things on Facebook, and so I always get to keep tabs on who's coming up, who's working on this, who's releasing this song, and all that stuff from right here in my home state.
When you look at those pressures of being in contemporary Christian music, the managing editor of the long-running publication CCM Magazine recently told the New York Times that Christian musicians are under extreme stress and they have to make sure they don't say that wrong thing that gets them canceled. Do you feel scrutiny over your music and lyrics among fans and critics?
So far, no, I have not felt any sort of scrutiny or anything like that. And there's people who just, there's people who don't always agree with Christians on things. And so, but the message that we share and that we sing and what the Lord has put on our hearts, we believe it's for everyone. And we try to make it something that everyone could relate to. And at the end of the day, if our music lifts up someone's soul and makes them feel better from something they were going through, which we have had happen, then thank you, Jesus. I mean, mission accomplished,
We're talking with Wisconsin musician Noah Wolf. He, Noah, and two siblings, Ezra and Ella, make up the Christian band King's Conquest. You can join in with questions at 800-642-1234. Noah, let's hear some more music. This is Make You Shine off your new album, Tested by Fire.
When he takes you.
Make You Shine. What is the inspiration for this song?
Make You Shine. So it comes out of the stories that you'll hear in the Bible of, the process of refining gold or refining silver, how, the process of refining gold and silver has to do with taking this rock that's got this precious metal in it, but you know, it's surrounded by all this rock that doesn't have that kind of value, and all that other impurifications in the metal need to be burned away so that the pure metal is all that remains. And I've heard it said that, you know, the refiner wants to be able to see his face in that liquid, molten, pure metal. And that's how he knows when it is complete and when it is perfect. So when I wrote this song, Make You Shine, you know, a lot of the songs I write come from within my own personal experiences and things I've gone through in my life. And it hit me that sometimes we go through the fire as people. Sometimes we all go through difficult and hard things, especially nowadays when it seems like life is always chasing right behind us, and we've got something to do tomorrow, and we've got something important to do right now, and something important to do yesterday.
Noah, I just want to jump in here in our just a few moments left. If you can explain the phrase tested by fire and what it means as your album title and what it means in the Bible.
Sure. Yeah. So, yeah, just to finish up the thought and make you shine, when God takes you through the fire, he wants to make you shine, as the song says. So it's a process of purification that we will never finish until this on this side of heaven. But we can keep pressing towards that goal of being refined and purified by choosing Jesus. Anyways, about Tested by Fire.
Very quickly,
that's another
here.
Song.
Yeah,
that's another song that's a similar idea. If you know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the Bible, so King Nebuchadnezzar had set up this giant golden statue of himself and said, everyone bow down to this when the musicians start playing. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no, we worship God. We don't want to worship a false idol. And Nebuchadnezzar got so mad, he had his guards throw these three men in the fiery furnace.
And Noah, we are out of time. Thank you for joining us. Noah Wolf, lead.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Noah Wolf, lead singer, keyboard player in the Christian band King's Conquest. This is Let It Be Now. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
Let it be now. One day the heavens and earth will.